السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آج میں پہلے تو ایک امر کا ذکر کروں گا.
حضور says that today I would like to mention one point which is actually a part of the last previous Friday sermon in which I could not point out in my during my last sermon, and after that I will explain certain verses regarding the subject of today. As I mentioned in my previous sermon, that the provision, the rizq, is not the physical rizq and the wealth, but all the spiritual faculties of human being and their limbs and parts of the, and all these things, they come into the category of the provision, or the spiritual faculties of human being, or any other abilities of any nature, they also come into that category. And this provision, in totality it was given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he distributed further on to his companions, in which the Holy Quran is the one which was revealed by Allah Almighty, and secondly, the tradition of the Holy Prophet and his statements of the Holy Prophet, from which the companions benefited, and they utilized it fully, benefited it fully. And for the period of the latter days, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the prophecy that as the world was religiously and morally corrupt at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and had reached at the lowest point, and with my coming, this spiritual provision was distributed, and through this provision, hundreds and thousands of people, they actually were given a new life. So a time is going to come that with rare exceptions among the Muslims, they would be running short of this provision and spiritual provision, and because of not paying attention to the spiritual provision. Generally speaking, the Muslims will be bereft from this spiritual provision and without any blessing of it. And at that time, a great stalwart of Allah, the Masih Maud, the promised Messiah, and Mahdi Maud, the promised one, would come from Allah Almighty, and then he would further distribute this prayer of mine. So the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he had to distribute those prayers, and he did, regarding which he, Hazrat Masih Maud, alayhi salatu wasalam, says in one place, that now I mention that hadith which is mentioned in Abu Dawud, I present before the readers, and I draw their attention to the one to whom it applies. So it should be clarified that this hadith which is mentioned in Abu Dawud, that there a person, Haris, that is to say Haris, Ma Varaun Nahar, from Samarkand, he would make his appearance, who would support the progeny and the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the help and assistance of would be compulsory upon all people. And I have been told that this prophecy regarding the advent of the Messiah, that who would be the Imam of the Muslims from among them, actually both these prophecies, they are have one common theme, and they both apply to this humble self. The prophecy made in the name of Messiah, the distinctive features of that are two. One is that when the Messiah would come, then the internal condition of the Muslims, which would be very much corrupt at that time, he would rectify that through his teachings, and their spiritual poverty he would be able to remove that, and then they would be given with the pearls of learning and understanding. They will be presented before them, so much so that the people will be tired by getting that wealth of knowledge. And only those seekers of truth, those who are very much devout, they would not be deprived. But all those people who are hungry of getting this knowledge and truth, they would be given this pure provision, and a very delicious drink would be offered to them. And they would be filled with the precious pearls of knowledge, and the sum total of the teachings of Islam, whatever is there, they would be given such goblets. So this is a spiritual prayer, which on one side, there are those unfortunate who would refuse to get it, and on the other people, those people who are keenly yearning for this prayer, they would be satiated with that, and they are being satiated today. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he actually has given us that great prayer of spiritual knowledge and understanding, that which instills the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hearts, and it establishes the superiority of Islam over all other religions. So it is our responsibility that from this intellectual and spiritual career, we fully benefit from that, and we should be successful in that. And those people who are able to understand Urdu and understand it, they should be doing all effort to understand this spiritual career presented by the promised Messiah. And they should do it with all their faculties and abilities, and they must do so. I have previously drawn the attention to this point, that special arrangements should be made for that. All the auxiliary organizations of the Jamaat and the administration of the Jamaat, they should make the arrangements. And those people who do not know Urdu, then all the statements of the promised Messiah, whichever is available in other languages, they should try to benefit from that. The process of translation is going on more in English and comparatively less in other languages. Or to some extent, we can say that Allah Almighty enable us that we should be able to convey this spiritual treasure to the whole world in various languages, and we should be able to do so. Now the verses which I have selected with reference to the quality attribute of Haseeb, that is, I am going to mention today. In Surah Baqarah, Allah Almighty says, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. It is all belongs to Allah, whatever is in the heaven and whatever is in the earth, and whether you disclose what is in your minds or keep it hidden, Allah will call you to account for it. Then will He forgive whomsoever He pleases and punish whomsoever He pleases, and Allah has the power to do all that He wills. A believer's faith is complete only when he always keeps an eye over himself, and tries to mold his self according to that teaching. The teaching which Allah Almighty through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has granted us. Otherwise, his apparent devotions and prayers do not carry much significance. His community services, which he is offering and rendering, and which are sometimes the people of the world, they appreciate very much. And there are the people in society, they appreciate those services very much. Allah Almighty, who knows what is deep into the hearts of people, He knows what is actually there in the hearts of people. So if He is doing it only for the show off, then it does not carry any weight. If He is conveying the message through tabligh, but His own actions are not in accordance with that message which He is preaching, then this thing could be hidden from the eyes of the people, but not from the eyes of Allah. So Allah Almighty has explained this point to the believers, that nothing is hidden from Allah Almighty, and what is not hidden, then Allah Almighty, His reward will be according to that, would be given accordingly. Whatever is the condition of a person, according to that the reward will be given. So therefore, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "Innam Allah malu bin niyat," that all the actions, they depend upon the intentions of the people. So that is to say that every action will be judged according to the intention of the one who does it. Whatever is in the heart of that person who does it, according to that they will be judged. Now the condition of the intentions, it's known to Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty knows it fully well. So therefore it is explained for the believers that the God Almighty, who has created the universe, He knows everything, every minutest thing in the whole world, and it is not out of His knowledge. So therefore when Allah Almighty, whatever you do, whether you do it in hiding or you disclose it, Allah Almighty knows that. Rather, even any thought that comes into your mind, He is fully aware of that. So then you have to purify yourself, and you have to make your hearts dedicated and devoted and purify them for the sake of Allah Almighty. So when Allah Almighty says that yuhasibkum bihillah, that Allah Almighty is going to take account of that. That one of the meaning is that Allah Almighty says to us that your actions and the condition of your heart, they would get the reward according to the condition of your hearts. In the Holy Quran, in another place, Allah Almighty says, وَنَزَوْ الْمَوَازِينَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُزْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْءٌ وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. کفا بنا حسبین
اور ہم قیامت کے دن ایسا پورا
اینڈ آن دی ڈے آف ججمنٹ وی ول میک دی ارینجمنٹ آف ویئنگ دا تھنگس اینڈ اکارڈنگ ٹو وچ نو سول ول بی ڈن اینی انجسٹس اینڈ اف اپ ٹو اکارڈنگ ایز مچ ایز دی مسٹرڈ سیڈ دیر وڈ بی سم تھنگ وی وڈ برنگ اٹ اینڈ وی آر sufficient in taking the account. So Allah Almighty, He gives every reward and recompensation according to the intention of the person and does not do any injustice. And as He knows to the deep recesses of the heart, therefore the motive of each action is well known to Him. So therefore that will also be taken account of, that the prayers, whether you were offering it for the sake of Allah Almighty or just for show off, and the charity which were giving, whether they were given for the sake of Allah Almighty to get His pleasure, or they were given away for the show off, and whatever other virtues and good deeds, what was the motive of that? So Allah Almighty says that the purification of oneself should always be your objective and always in front of you, and keeping this objective in front of you, you have to perform every action. And then there are some certain thoughts, good or bad, the reward of that is also given by Allah, but as the mercy of Allah Almighty is all encompassing, so every bad thought which comes into the mind, Allah Almighty does not punish and penalize on that. But if that bad thought, a person puts this idea into his heart and mind, and then he makes an intention to go ahead with it, then only then he becomes responsible for the punishment of that. For example, if a person in enmity of someone, or having any sort of rancor or hatred against a person, and he wants to harm somebody else, although he may not have done it practically, but he is having this thought in his mind that whenever the opportunity comes, I am going to give him some harm. So then such actions become the cause of the anger and the displeasure of Allah Almighty, because human beings are weak, and the thoughts of weakness, they always cross the mind. They may cross the mind. So therefore, Allah Almighty does not immediately catch hold of everything at that moment. And if a person makes the intention that I am definitely going to do it, then Allah Almighty catches that man and takes that person to account. If a person such bad thoughts, if he does not make the intention of going ahead with that, and he is not in search of the opportunity, so then such bad thoughts which come into the mind of a person, Allah Almighty forgives all of them. Regarding that, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that Allah Almighty has commanded the angels that if my servant, if he intends, thinks of doing something bad, so don't count it as a bad thing, bad action. But if he does it practically, then that point should be taken as a sin. And if somebody thinks of doing something good, but he is unable to do, or he stops from doing it, even then you write a good action in his account. And if he actually does that good thing, then as comparison with one good action, you write 10 good deeds in his account. So this is the way how Allah Almighty is so gracious to his servants. It is the duty of a believer that he should always be reforming and rectifying his intentions and also his deeds. And one should always keep an eye over one's weakness and sins, so that the abundant grace of Allah Almighty, he could take a share of that and get the share of the reward from Allah Almighty. And then Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran in one place, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي أُنُكِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. اقرا کتابک کفا بے نفس کا اليوم علیک حسیبا. And the role of deed of everybody is attached to one's everybody's neck. And on the day of judgment, we will take it out in the form of such a book, which you will find as an open book. And there are two verses. The next verse says that he would be told that Allah Almighty will say to him that you read your book, and today you yourself are in a position to take account of yourself. Here, once again, Allah Almighty has drawn the attention of a human being that you always keep an eye over your actions. Never think that if good or bad, whatever you have done, that has gone away. As it has been mentioned previously, Allah Almighty says that whether you conceal it or disclose it, Allah Almighty will take account of that, whatever is in your heart. So here the point has been explained. What is the question of concealing it? Each and every action of yours would be hanging with your neck on the day of judgment. It's like a diary. Every day a diary is being prepared in which the good deeds are noted and also the bad deeds are noted down there. And on the day of judgment, this would be in a form of book wide open. And sometime, not only sometime, but always, the human beings, they don't remember their vices, their sins, or they do not attach that much importance to them, that they should have always be remembered. They should be remembered. Allah Almighty says that this book which is being prepared, which is hanging with your neck, each and every incident with date and time is being recorded there. And every action that you perform, that is being noted down there. And this is a continuous part of your scroll of deeds. And you will not be able to evade that. So it is very essential that a person should be mindful of that, as it has been mentioned before, that the minutest action would be found written there. So therefore, instead of after death, a person should be reading his roll of deeds. And if there are bad deeds, then one should be put to shame, or one may become the recipient of the wrath of Allah and the punishment from Allah. The best is that on daily basis during this life, a reckoning should be made on daily basis during this life. And this self-accountability, so far as this accountability is theirs, so while this thing will save the person from the eyes of the society, and many people do several things and people object to that one, so this self-accounting will save the person from sin and also from the eyes of the people in society. And at the same time, this will become the means of getting the pleasure of Allah Almighty. If a person is self-scrutinizing himself, so then the effort should be that whenever you get the book, then it should be containing the good deeds, although it is only through the grace and mercy of Allah Almighty. But for that purpose, one has to submit and turn to Allah Almighty. In one place, Allah Almighty says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. The person who would be handed over the roll of accounts, scroll of account in the right hand, فَصَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. then very soon a very easy account would be taken from that person. So the right hand means that that there are good deeds. The good deeds of such people, they would be dominating the bad deeds. And when the account will be there, it will be an easy account. Allah Almighty, through His mercy, will make the account easy for those people. And the second group is that the account of those people will be very difficult. They would be given the roll, the scroll of their account behind their back. In the previous khutbah, I related a hadith that the account of the believers, that is not the same account. The easy account means that Allah Almighty would treat them very mercifully and kindly. So those people and those groups of people who would be given the roll of account from their back, they would be asked to read that roll of deeds, and then you scrutinize yourself, because your own self is good enough to for the reckoning and for the self-accounting. And then Allah Almighty says, فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, that whomsoever He likes, He would forgive, and whomsoever He likes, He will punish. So then it is not because of any question. Rather, each and every person would be given an account, a book of his account, and he would be asked that Ikra Kitabaka, that you read this book. And those people, the people who have done bad things, they would their self will give the witness that these are our bad deeds which are making us worthy of punishment. Allah Almighty does not do any injustice. He does not. He rewards the people even so much so that even if it is equal to the size of a mustard seed. And Allah Almighty is most forgiving, so He forgives whomsoever He likes. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam, He says about that, the Holy Quran mentions it repeatedly, that in the next life is not something totally new, but all the descriptions and all the examples of that are the reflection of this very life. As He says that in this very life we have attached the reflection of His own deed with the neck of a person, and these effects will be made clear on the Day of Judgment, and they will be shown in the form of an open scroll of deeds. And in this verse, the word tire, which has been used there, the tire, it literally means the bird. Then metaphorically, it means the action and the deed of a person. Because every action, whether it is good or bad, after it takes place, then it flies away like the bird. And then the suffering or the enjoyment of that is remains there. And then the people are, either they enjoy that good deeds or they suffer for the bad deeds. So the action people generally forget, but the effect of that, the good or bad, that is remains with the heart, on the heart. So this is the Quranic principle, that every action leaves behind an impact and the result of that. And whatever nature is the of that of whatever is the nature of that action, according to that the impact is created. And that action does not let it go waste, and the effect of that is seen on his face, on the hands, on the limbs of the body. And this is actually the secret role of account, which will be displayed very openly in the next life. Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty has not advised a person to abstain only from the bad things and do the good things, but Allah, because of the fact that human beings are weak and they could be inclined towards performing bad deeds, and because of those bad deeds he might become worthy of punishment. Allah, the all-inclusive and the abundant grace and mercy of Allah Almighty, has also explained to the person that in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, one should get the, in order to get the blessings and also to be safeguarded from the punishment of fire, Allah Almighty has taught them certain prayers, so that through these prayers, the servants of Allah Almighty may be enabled to perform the good deeds and also to abstain. They should have the feeling of abstaining from the bad deeds. In the Surah Baqarah, Allah Almighty says, this is the prayer which has been taught, وَمِنْهُمَ يَكُولُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَكِنَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And from among are those people are who say that you grant us the goodness in this life and also the goodness in the hereafter, and safeguard us against the punishment of fire and protect us from there. Ulaika nasibum wallahu sariul hisab, that these are the people for whom there is a great reward out of that which they did, and Allah Almighty is very quick in taking the account. So the first thing Allah Almighty has mentioned is that the deeds of a believer and their efforts, they should not be confined to the goodness of this world only. One thing is that they are always in search of the goodness of this world, but also in that goodness of the hereafter, they are also in search of that. And they also pray to Allah Almighty to be protected from the punishment of fire. And the punishment of fire is not only in the hereafter, but everything which is painful for a person, that is like the punishment of fire. Allah Almighty always protect us in this life and the hereafter. This is the essence of the prayer. So Allah Almighty has mentioned this indication of the believer that in order to get each goodness, every type of goodness, whether it is of this life or the hereafter, they are always in search of that, and they try to get it. And they try to get into protection of Allah Almighty from everything which can take them away from Allah Almighty and make them the recipient of the wrath and the punishment of Allah. So this is a very comprehensive prayer, and for every person of any ability, for their worldly and spiritual progress, it is very important, and we should exceedingly offer this prayer. And particularly a mu'min, a believer, has been admonished strongly that they must offer this prayer for the betterment of this life and the hereafter, and seeking the goodness of this life and the hereafter. By doing so, the person seeks such blessings which are good things in the sight of Allah, and pious provision is also in it, and discharging the responsibility towards fellow being is there, and good deeds which are enabling a person to get the nearness of Allah, they are also included. And in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty in the best way, the worship is also included in that. And the expansion of these goodness and good deeds is like this, that those deeds which are to the knowledge of the person, they are not to the knowledge of the person. He seeks all those, whether he knows them or not. And when these good deeds from Allah Almighty, they are being made available from Allah Almighty, then all the worries and the anxieties of the world and the good deeds and the bad deeds which can put him into the punishment of fire, Allah Almighty will protect a true believer from this punishment and this consequence. And these good things of this life, they are the means of being blessed with the good deeds in the hereafter. Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Wasalam has mentioned two quotations which explain this point very clearly. He says that the relationship of the mu'min with the world, the more they are expanding, that actually bring him more high spiritual status, because his objective is religious and spiritual. His objective is religion and the world and its wealth and glory. The world, its wealth and glory is subordinate to the religion. The world should not be the sole objective, but the purpose of that should be to serve religion. And the worldly things should be acquired in such a way that they are subservient and serving the religion. As a person, when a person goes somewhere, then he takes a mount or some other provision for the journey. So the real objective of that person is to reach the destination, not that mount or the provisions of the way or the real intentions. Similarly, the world should be acquired in this way that it should become a source of serving the cause of the hereafter and the religion. So this prayer which Allah Almighty has taught, Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya Hasanatam Fil Akhirati Hasana, in this prayer, the world has been given preference, but what sort of dunya, what sort of world, that is which is good and which becomes the means of getting goodness in the hereafter. And by teaching this prayer, it becomes very clear that a mu'min, in acquiring the worldly good things, he should always be mindful of the goodness in the hereafter. And also in this wording, all those good means are meant, which are used for acquiring the good deeds in this way, which a person should employ for getting these things. The worldly benefits should be acquired through such means, that which are good and nice, and not such ways which are causing any inconvenience or harm to any human being, nor they are looked down upon by the people in society. And only in that case it will be the means of getting the goodness in the hereafter. So the person who dedicates his life for Allah Almighty, it doesn't mean that he becomes helpless and without any means, but actually this dedication makes a person fully alert. And the slackness and laziness doesn't come close to that person. In hadith it is mentioned that Hazrat Umar mentioned to my father that what has asked, prompted you by not planting trees in your field? He said that I am an old man, I will die. So he said that it is essential for you to put some trees in your field. And then I saw my father, he saw Hazrat Umar helping him putting those trees in the field. And Hazrat, the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to seek protection from laziness and inactivity. Allah Almighty does not stop you, I say it once again, Promised Messiah says, to get the benefits of the world, but it should be for the sake of religion. And the hadith which has been quoted here, that meant that a person said that I am just about to die, so what do I have to do with these worldly benefits? But Ibn Umar told him that you have to go for it as long as you live. You have to work hard to get the good things of this life, if not for yourself, then for your children, so that they should become good things for the people to come. And for the progeny, for your children, to make the worldly provisions and make the arrangements, it is also essential from the religious point of view, so that the children should not be going door to door begging for their provision and livelihood. And no poverty or nothing else should take them away from religion. And as such, they should not be making their hereafter bad. And hasana is not only for your own self, but also there are some good things which are for your progeny, and they start and then they continue, and provided the spiritual training of the children is done, and they are also benefited from that, and they are following the path of righteousness. And then then this is the progeny which actually prays for their forefathers, and that becomes the means of getting the goodness in the hereafter, and which Allah Almighty has told us, Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira, that Allah have mercy upon these parents who have been looking after me when I was child, and they gave me the goodness of these words, this world. And there is another quotation from the Promised Messiah Salatu Islam, in which he says that for the welfare of this world, a person is depending on two things. One is a limited life, and whatever difficulties and tortures and difficulties he has to confront, he should be protected from that. And the second is that the bad things and the indecencies which take a person away from God Almighty, if a person leaves them, that is the goodness of this world. So the goodness of the world is that physically and spiritually, that one should be protected from all types of vices, and khulikal insanu zaifa. He says that there are two things which a person is dependent on that. The first one is this life, which is very limited, because some people, they consider it very long. So all the difficulties and hardships which a person has to confront in this one, and the trials which are going to be faced in this life, one should try to be spared from all these things, and one tries to be protected from all these things. And second thing is that all the bad things and all the spiritual diseases which take a person, cuts his relationship from God and takes him away, he should try to avoid these things. So these are the good things of this life. If there is a pain in the nail, then the life becomes very miserable. And if the life is corrupt, just like the prostitutes, their life is filled with the darkness, and they are just like human beings, like the animals. So then the goodness of this life means that whether it is related to this or to the life hereafter, Allah Almighty may protect them from all types of difficulties. And wafil akhirat yasana, the respect of the aspect of the hereafter is mentioned there. And if the goodness of the world is acquired by a person, so then it is a good omen for the goodness in the hereafter. And if in this life, if a person gets the good things in this life, which have been mentioned by the Promised Messiah in this quotation, then these things become a good thing and good indication that he is going to get in the hereafter. Some people say that why to pray for the goodness of this life? Just ask for the goodness in the hereafter. The health is something good from which a person gets the benefit, and through that one can do something for the betterment in the hereafter. And that is why it is said that this life is actually the field, the crop for the hereafter. And if somebody is gifted with the good opportunity and the health and the strength to perform the good deeds, then that person can hope that the life hereafter would be good for him. Then a person should always have the fear of Allah in his heart. A person should not be unmindful after performing the good deeds that I have done these good deeds and now the paradise is definite. Rather, a person becomes hopeful that his life hereafter is also going to be good, because Allah Almighty says that the goodness of this world is going to be useful in the hereafter. And the other verse which I recited earlier, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Allah Almighty says that these are the people, there would be a great reward for them out of that what they did, and Allah Almighty is very quick in taking the account and reckoning. In this, Allah Almighty has mentioned that those people who will pray, they would be get the blessings and the good things will be coming their way. And if they mold their actions according to those blessings and try to get the blessings of this world, then according to their deeds, Allah Almighty will reward them in the hereafter. And certainly, they would be such people who are getting the goodness of this world, and also the goodness of the religion and also the goodness in the hereafter. And the statement that Wallahu Sariul Hisab, it means that that this prayer, in which this prayer which was taught earlier on, along with the prayer, when the actions are added to that one, then whatever good deeds you perform, then Allah Almighty will give you the reward of that, and he will give it instantly. Allah Almighty does not keep it pending, rather he gives a reward immediately. And immediately those good deeds are noted down into his record of deed and the scroll and his ledger. And the signs of the acceptance of the prayer, every Ahmadi is a witness to that one. Everybody has some experience, some sort of experience. This is actually the indication of this good deeds which come from Allah Almighty. And there is another prayer which we always say after Tashahud and Durood. In the prayer we always recite, this is the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim, Rabbi Jalni Mukima Salate wa Min Zurriyati Rabbana wa Taqabbal Dua Rabbana Aghfirli wa Li Walidayya wa Lil Mu'minina Yawma Yaqumul Hisab. That, O my Allah, make me such a person who is very regular in prayer, and also from my progeny. And O my Allah, and accept my prayer. And O my Lord, O my Allah, forgive me, and also my parents, and also the believers, the day when the account is going to be taken. So when in each prayer, the attention has been drawn to the day of accountability, so that the purpose is that we have been told that on every action of yours, you keep an eye on that. The hasanat, the good things, are not just acquired in such an easy way, but the good deeds which are going to result in the good deeds of the hereafter, we have to always keep an eye over our deeds on daily basis. We have to analyze ourselves, we have to scrutinize ourselves, we have to pay attention to worship, to the establishment of the institution of prayer. And Allah Almighty has drawn the attention, and also towards the prayers of your progeny, and the attention has been drawn to that. And to pay attention to that one, as a person who is responsible of the family, it is the responsibility of that person. And then, as a whole, collectively as a Jamaat, all the members of the Jamaat have been reminded that they should pray for it and seek forgiveness from Allah Almighty for their parents, and also for the believers in general. And when the day of the reckoning is coming, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says, Rabbana ighfir li. It is not only your own forgiveness, your own personal forgiveness, but he says that sometime this singular person, the tense of singular becomes plural. The person who is speaking in the singular tense, that carries the meaning of the plural, and that is the meaning that for the whole community the prayer has been sought, and for all the believers the prayer has been made there. So this prayer, we should always keep this prayer in front of us, in our minds. Allah Almighty, enable us to perform all the good deeds and enable us to do so, and bless us with the goodness of this life and the hereafter, and in order to acquire all that, enable us to follow all the paths which are in the sight of Allah, which are the true and the right ways to take us to Allah Almighty. And similarly, I would like to draw attention to another thing as well. With this reference, I would like to say that an ordinary Ahmadi and an office holder, the difference between the two, that should be always kept in mind by the office holders, and they should set their own standards of worship. They establish the good example of their own worship and performing other deeds. an ordinary Ahmadi, so that the ordinary Ahmadis are all also mindful of that. May Allah enable us to do so. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.